Mr. Bundy?
Yeah.
Just a moment.
I'm not sure. Johnny King's coming. And maybe he's wrong.
For him.
Mr. Bundy, 93.
Looks all right tomorrow. There are two or three questions about it. One, do you want to spill it tonight, or would you rather alert him only tomorrow?
I'll do it in the morning.
That's right. You care? Do you want Claude to start a little late, or not till 11 o'clock or 12?
That's about what I'd guess, wouldn't you, so you don't get in the afternoon papers?
I think you'll get it on the ticker before they come in, but not on the streets.
Yeah, that's what I do.
Yeah.
Larry, I want to have a meeting. Wait a minute, Larry's in here now.
Right.
I want to have a meeting of leadership tomorrow just for Max Taylor to go over what's happening in the government out there. Nothing electrifying, nothing alarming, nothing excitable, but I think it'll just be better. They'll better understand what's happened if he comes back here, and various committees are wanting him to meet with them, so we're going to have the leadership first. Our thought was that we'd get Destel to call them maybe about 11 and say to them, now please keep this off the record and come to the back door. Of course, they'll put it on the ticker before they get here.
Yeah, I'd say around from 11 on.
All right. Now, do you want George Mahon and Jerry Ford? That's Defense Appropriations Subcommittee. Aiken is normally asked. Someone said you might want Stennis. Do you feel strongly about that?
No.
Or Sparkman?
No, I don't care. I just have whoever's on the list.
What we normally have, plus Mahon and Ford, Bob McNamara thinks that any inoculation into Ford is a good try anyway. Claude says you won't get all these guys. A lot of people are out of town and ask if you want their substitutes. I would have thought not. You don't want
no,
to?
No.
No. Well, that's the way it is then, and it'll be at 1500.
Most of the congressmen will be gone.
That's right.
I think McCormick will be gone. We don't want any substitutes. That's right. Oh, is that it?
That's it, unless I've left unfinished this little answer to LeMay on his request for supplemental. Do you have a strong view one way or another on that? Do you want to hold it up and talk to Bob McNamara later, or?
This letter you had the other day?
Yeah, Bob? That's the one. Well, he's asking specifically for the release of about $80 million, and we answer saying wait till budget time.
Did I ever answer that letter that you all drafted? I never signed that.
No, you didn't sign that. You said call and come and see me about it. And,
all right. I've forgotten what I wanted. I want you to rewrite it so that you would say in the bottom that this is what we talked about last December, and I've just received your recommendation, and
yeah.
I want to
I said
get
that
from
the
Joint Chiefs, and
yeah.
I want to get from McNamara, and we'll consider it and have it ready for so it'll be available for decision before the next budget's made.
Right. Now, you got one more minute?
Yeah.
If you want to show a working...
You say that now? Can you say that so he can go out and we can show we didn't get his recommendation?
No, I'll just make it a little clearer. The letter was designed to say that I asked you in December and you're loving me in August and I'll love you in November, that kind of thing.
That's right.
If you wanted to, we could set up... I'm still conspiring with... Ms. Johnson, to get you some rest, you could go up to Camp David and McNamara could come up and you could sit in shirt sleeves and work the defense budget on Saturday if you felt it was worthwhile. I don't see why you shouldn't get two nights sleep in the country at the end of the week and also get some.
I don't like that place up there. I really don't.
You really don't like it?
She's just a...
Well, I won't
she's just
her.
Let me talk to her tonight and see if I can get her straightened out.
It's pure conspiracy on my part. She doesn't even know about it.
Okay.
Now, one more thing. I got to go on a TV program tomorrow morning, education. TV on nuclear responsibility. I'm just going to quote the hell out of the things you've said
right.
Without saying anything about the other fellow.
That's right. That's good. Yeah.
Right.
Bye.